proceed to the fourth case, Mirza versus Fleet Retail Finance. Ms. Bailey.
Good morning, Your Honor. We're here today appealing an award of summary judgment in favor of Fleet Bank. It's our position the district court's award of summary judgment cannot be upheld as a matter of fact or law. As the court acknowledged in making its finding, Illinois law makes clear that breaches of oral contract and the inquiry of whether an individual is a procuring cause of a transaction are generally questions of fact. But in this case, the district court usurped the jury's function by holding that Mirza could not, as a matter of law, be the procuring cause of the loan transaction between Farmore and Fleet. And the district court did this by reasoning that Mirza could not be the procuring cause because Fleet called Mirza about Farmore in the year 2000. Specifically, the court said that the admission that Fleet called Mirza belies plaintiff's claim that he, quote, introduced Fleet to this business opportunity with Farmore, as the term intuitively applies to loan finders. What Judge Gettleman did here was apply a definition of introduction that means first awareness. Now, and the problem with this introduction is its end as you apply it to this case, you run afoul of Illinois law, which establishes that to be the procuring cause of a transaction, you need to do more than simply be a tipster. But here, the first error made by Judge Gettleman, which kind of snowballed and created the rest of the problems, is his assumption that introduction could only mean one thing, could only mean first awareness. Now, the fallacy of that concept is aptly illustrated by an analogy. Any one of us is first awareness. You could introduce baby food to a baby. You could introduce your friend to the opera by taking him to the lyric. But to introduce individuals, you need to have a dialogue. Example, all of us are familiar with George W. Bush. Few of us could claim to have been introduced to him, as that term is implied here. All we need to do to understand the common sense of this is examine, why did Fleet call Mirza? He didn't call, Cheryl Carner did not call Mr. Mirza seeking more awareness. What she wanted was access. She didn't ask Fleet to help her find just a borrower. She enlisted his aid to contact the CFO of Farmore. Fleet solicited Mirza's services to get access to Farmore. And in other words, then, Mirza brought Fleet to Farmore's attention and thus facilitated the contact between Farmore and Fleet. So the district court's definition of introduction, then, as first awareness, caused the snowball effect is that then, under the district court's analysis, one who is a tipster could be the procuring cause of the contract, of bringing parties together for a business transaction. And Illinois law is clear that a business opportunity finder is the procuring cause of a transaction only if he or she brings together the parties to a transaction. A plaintiff must show that he brought one party to the attention of the other party for that purpose and the transaction took place through his efforts. In Illinois, then, Your Honor, the definition of introduction for these terms is not first awareness. And procuring cause is not simply being first in time. To get a commission, a finder must establish the purpose for which he was hired and establish that his services were the procuring cause. What was Mirza hired to do here? At Fleet's request, Mirza facilitated the contact between Ms. Carner of Fleet and the CFO of Farmore. Fleet sought out Mirza for this very purpose. Mirza introduced Carner of Fleet to Farmore in the year 2000. He called his contacts, told them to return her call. The call was returned. Now, as to whether this Fleet would purport to allege that this is some coincidence, and of course, Your Honor, that is the question for the jury. That is why this clause needs to be before a jury. Judge Gettleman erred in adopting a definition of introduction that is not able to be upheld under Illinois law for this, or as a matter of fact in this, it doesn't make any sense. So for those reasons, Judge Gettleman's ruling should be, award of summary judgment should be reversed. Now, I am going to, absent further questions, I have a fear of losing my rebuttal time. So I am going to rest at this point and will resume at rebuttal.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Bailey. Mr. Shapiro.
Good morning. Dan Shapiro for Fleet Retail Finance. Judge Gettleman didn't make an error. Judge Gettleman looked at the uncontested facts that were abundantly clear. No matter how you look at the definition of the word introduction, there was no introduction here by Mr. Mirza to Fleet Retail of the 2000 transaction. Fleet called Mr. Mirza. Fleet called, before they called Mr. Mirza, called the new CFO of Farmore to introduce itself into a competitive bidding that Farmore is trying to instigate in the lending community. The CFO of Farmore said that he would have returned Fleet's call that was placed by the Farmore person working on the file no matter what, because it was in his self-interest to do so. It was in Farmore's self-interest to get Fleet Retail, which is one of the largest lenders in the country, to this business segment, involved in the deal. Perhaps the best touchstone is what Mr. Mirza said in his deposition testimony, which is in our brief, and that is when he was asked if somebody else put this transaction on Fleet's radar screen, would Mr. Mirza still be entitled to compensation? And Mr. Mirza's answer, to his credit, was no. He didn't understand, Mr. Mirza did not understand that this transaction was introduced to Fleet by a third party, a Mr. Briggs. And Mr. Briggs, there's been some argument that Mr. Briggs' contact to Fleet was hearsay and that the testimony that Mr. Briggs called was hearsay. Judge Gettleman dealt with that appropriately. He said it didn't matter whether it was hearsay. It didn't really matter if it was Mr. Briggs. The only point is it wasn't Mr. Mirza, and Mr. Mirza hasn't presented anything to the contrary. Mr. Mirza, we point out in our brief, is in a business where he elects to do business based on an oral contract. That's the way this business is run by Finders.
Why is that?
I think it is so that, and this is perhaps cynical, but I think it's borne out by the facts, Mr. Mirza has also been involved in four pieces of litigation that he has instituted over the last 5 years or so that is also mentioned in our brief and is in the record. I think an oral contract where
well, but you said the whole Finders industry does it.
I don't know why the entire Finders industry does it. I think Mr. Mirza is given a great deal of latitude in the absence of a writing, which he could print out and send off with very little effort. In the absence of that writing, he is given latitude to start four, now five, pieces of litigation to argue over whether he was or was not a Finder that made an introduction. And frankly, modern tackle and the Ehrman case out of this circuit begin to create, and I think do a good job of creating the rule. If you're a Finder, and that's what you hold yourself out to be and how you claim compensation, then you have to do the finding. You have to introduce people. And I think that the metaphysical notion of what does introduction mean may be entertaining at some point, but in this case it has absolutely no interest because there is no set of facts here that supports the notion that there was any introduction by Mr. Mirza of Fleet to this transaction. Hard to see how that could possibly be when Fleet contacted Mr. Mirza, Fleet contacted the new CFO. In fact, to emphasize the point, Mr. Mirza's contact at Farmore was the former CFO. So when Mr. Mirza said, oh, I didn't know that in that first telephone call from Fleet, when Mr. Mirza said, I didn't know that Farmore was back in the market, let me call my contact, I'll call Mr. Krishnan, who was the former CFO. He didn't know, A, that the deal was back on the front burner for Farmore and now Fleet, nor did he know that Mr. Krishnan was no longer even at the company. When Mr. Krishnan was called, he was called at home because he didn't work for Farmore. How that could possibly be construed as an introduction, I think, is beyond me. I think that the absence of a writing is something that Mr. Mirza elects. He could have a writing if he chose. The absence of a writing and the latitude that gives him, I think, requires adherence to some rule for when a Finder is entitled to compensation, if for no other reason than to clarify when litigation is appropriate. And I think the splitting of hairs with respect to the word introduction doesn't carry the day. I think Judge Gettleman was correct in what he did, and his ruling should be upheld with respect to both the oral contract and the quantum merit count. If the panel has no questions.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you.
Ms. Bailey?
Thank you, Your Honors. I'm glad I saved my time for rebuttal. There are a few points I would definitely like to address. First of all, Mr. Shapiro stood up and said there was no introduction between Fleet and Mirza, that Mirza did not introduce. Mr. Shapiro utterly disregards, and in attempting now to argue again a version of facts that would be more appropriately argued to a jury, he also disregards all the telephone records which reflect that Mirza did call Seekley, he called Krishnan, and then immediately called Fleet right afterwards. Now, interestingly enough, too, Fleet's own records show, reflect that Mirza's contacts assisted them in pursuing this loan. The deal notes of Cheryl Carner, June 14th, saying what reflecting what Mirza had, rather, Carner's deal notes are June 16th, pertaining to Mirza's letter of June
14th. But assisting and finding are not the same, are they?
I'm sorry?
Assisting and finding are not the same.
Not necessarily, but Judge, I would question, you can find, if I tell you there's treasure off the coast of Jamaica, and tell you, if I go down and get it for you, I have found it for you. You might be aware that it's there, but it's assisting and bringing it to you is a different thing. I have found it for you. And Mirza provided what Fleet wanted. They wanted the access. Now, Mr. Shapiro makes much of it.
Why would they have any problem with access?
Because
far more is shopping, and Fleet is a big company.
It's undisputed Fleet had not Fleet had not returned their calls. They'd had an encounter with them in 1998. And
Farmore had not recalled?
Right. Farmore had not until, and that's why Ms. Carner called Mirza. She saw him, she's at the behest of her boss, Ward Mooney. He said, call Mohammed Mirza and see if he can assist you, because he had contacts. Now, Mr. Shapiro makes much over the fact that Mr. Mercer's contact was no longer with the company. The record reflects, and indeed Fleet is very vague as to the date they first contacted, but it was within a week that Krishnan had left the company, and he called Krishnan at home. Mercer's access was crucial to Fleet, as reflected by their own documents. Most importantly, though, they're much made over this being an oral contract. And he purports
why,
to
allow... Why do people use oral contracts?
Well, it says in the depositions that this is a matter, of course, in the business.
Why?
Because they don't want to put it through legal for banks. The banks don't want oral contracts for fear it will... And that's in the record.
I don't understand.
Well,
they don't want written contracts. Why don't they want written contracts?
Because they don't want to delay the procedure, I think, in bidding. I think this is a quick business, you know, of putting in bids on these financing arrangements.
$150 million? Not going to be that quick.
Well, but in this case, Your Honor, there was a writing. Mr. Mercer wrote a letter of July 6th confirming the oral agreement. And, very interestingly, not a word from Fleet. Not a word, though they kept in touch, not a word saying, this is an unreasonable fee. You didn't help us. It was Rick Briggs. There is no evidence of that. None. No response to Mr. Mercer's memorialization of the contract. And, Your Honors, as you will read through the definition of the case, Mr. Shapiro's reliance upon modern tackle, frankly, puzzles me. After going through the case, I think it is fatal to his claim, which is that Rick Briggs is the procuring cause of this transaction. All the cases you cite make abundantly clear that making the mere awareness of a business transaction, being a tipster, is not enough to get you compensation under Illinois law. This is, we do have a body of law. We don't need an intuitive assessment of what it might mean Judge Gettleman did, as to what introduction might mean in the context of loan finders. We do have a body of law, and when you read it, you will see that it provides you must bring the parties together, precisely what Mirza was solicited to do and precisely what he did. And for these reasons, we ask that Mr. Mirza be allowed to present his claim to the jury. He should be allowed to present his theory that he did introduce the parties as introduction can be understood. He needs to be allowed to go to the jury. For these reasons, we ask that Judge Gettleman's award of summary judgment be reversed. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Bailey. Thanks to all counsel. The case is taken under advisement.